Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Hello, 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 everybody. Hello, everybody. Progress on Purpose, where we give you inspiration, encouragement, motivation, and even support as you journey on this wonderful, beautiful opportunity of life. Very much excited that you are coming. You're here. We just have something to share today. Please share with your friends on your platforms. Let them know that Pastor Cambizi with Progress on Purpose are just about here. I do have something I want to share with us today, something that I want to share with us today. This is very exciting. I'm working on a passage, on a presentation, on a sermon from this verse. But today, I just wanted to empower and share and just help somebody as I help myself on the way. So please let others know, share on your platform, let them know that I am on and we are ready to go. Let's pray. Father, give us wisdom, please. Amen. All right, I just want to speak on this subject very from the depth of my heart today. I want to speak on this subject, facing challenges fearlessly, even when afraid. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about facing challenges fearlessly, even when afraid. All right. How do I do this on purpose? How do I face challenges fearlessly, even when I am afraid? I do have, I do have five principles I want to share with you today. Facing challenges, even when facing challenges fearlessly. That's the key word. Even when afraid. How do I do it? All of us, we are going to be afraid of some things at some point in our lives. I've discovered that life is made up of seasons and stages. And as you move through the seasons and the stages of life, each season, each stage comes with its own threats on your peace, threats on your sanity, threat on your strength, and a threat even on your knowledge of how to handle this thing. So every season, every stage in your life is going to bring in some fear with it, some threats with it. So here is some encouragement I want to give you today, how to face challenges fearlessly, even when afraid, because you are going to be afraid at some times. It's just going to happen. It's life. So I'm going to use one verse in the Bible, and then I'm going to share with you five of these principles. And God willing, I'm going to do a preachment on this one maybe tomorrow. But here is just for our empowerment for this day, Psalm 23, verse 4. Psalm 23 is one of those most used, most blessed, most read, most understood, if you will. And still, there's still more to be understood by the Christian and even non-Christian in the world. People know the Lord is my shepherd. But I was looking at this psalm, and verse 4 grabbed my attention. So I just want to coach and teach and empower and motivate on facing challenges fearlessly, even when afraid, from one verse. It is verse 4 says, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your road and your staff, they comfort me. All right? Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, and your road and your staff, they comfort me. So here we go. Let's talk about it. Progressing on purpose, facing challenges fearlessly, even when afraid. How can I do it? How can I walk through? David in Psalm 23, verse 4, he gives us some very practical, relevant, and biblical principles that we can apply in our lives. I'm going to preach on the verse later, but for now, I just want to give it to you and I for our take home, for our encouragement on this life journey. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, and your road and your staff, they comfort me. Yes, number one, I wanted to have this right there in the text. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. If you are to face challenges fearlessly, even when afraid, number one, you must give yourself credit. Give yourself credit as well. Okay? It's a fearful situation. You don't understand what it is, but you must give yourself credit as well. David says, yeah, though I, Okay, from verse 1 all the way down, he's telling you, listen, he's my shepherd. He makes me lie down. He leads me. He restored me. He guides me. All this kind of stuff. He is on guard. But in verse 4, he shifts it and he says, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So I want to challenge you, child of God, whilst your faith is strong, whilst you believe in God, whilst you love God, listen to me, there are some things in the equation of divinity and humanity for in order for success to happen that you are going to be enlisted to participate in. If you are going to face challenges fearlessly, even when afraid, number one, you must learn to give yourself credit for the decisions you make whilst you are going through. Okay, learn to give yourself credit. See, people talk about, I don't know what to do. That's not true. If you think about it, there's something that you're doing in a fearful situation. You are working with what you got. You're doing the best you think is the best where you are. And I am discovering that as we walk with God, God is not an egoistic God who just wants all the credit to himself. There are moments when God gives you the energy, the choices, and the power to make the decision. David says, yes, I know he's my shepherd. Yes, he makes me lie down. Yes, he leads me beside still waters. Yes, he restores my soul. Yes, he leads me in the path of righteousness. But verse 4, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So number one, give yourself credit. Give yourself credit. Whatever situation you're in, as you are facing challenges fearlessly, even when afraid, you must give yourself credit. You just got to do it. Because here's what it is. Positive creates positive. Positive creates positive. You need to understand, you are not going to be motivated when you drink negative. Negativity is your breakfast, your lunch, your supper, your dessert, your salad. If you feed on negative all the time, you are not going to transform that or translate that or by osmosis turn that into positive. So my friend, if you are to face challenges fearlessly, even when afraid, you must learn to give yourself credit as well. Yes, I walk. Yes, I am walking. Yes, I'm planning the business. I don't have the money. I don't have the support. But yes, I am thinking of having a business. Yes, I'm thinking of going to school. Give yourself credit even when you are facing challenges and you are afraid. You can face challenges fearlessly even when you are afraid. By number one, as the Psalm 23:4 says, I am the one walking. I am walking. I walk. Give yourself credit as well. Give yourself credit as well. I love that. Give yourself credit as well. I'm walking. Give yourself credit as well. Number two, here it is. Learn to, here it is. So give yourself credit. That's number one. Number two, I want you to, oh God, this is so good. I'm telling you, know where you are. If you are going to face challenges fearlessly, even when afraid, learn to know where you are. Psalm 23:4, he says, yeah, though I walk through, I know where I am, the valley of the shadow of death. Know where you are. Acknowledge where you are. Acknowledge where you are. David says, I'm in the valley of the shadow of death. I am in it. I'm going to walk through, but I want you to understand, I know what and where I'm walking through. If you're going to face challenges fearlessly, let me tell you something. Many people that I know, including myself, we have been taught that we need to be so positive that we deny the reality where we are. You need to understand, my friend, your reality matters because you need to know where you are. I love my GPS. When I put on my GPS and I'm going to another place, it always wants me to acknowledge my location. Not only does it want to know where I'm going, but my GPS, in order for it to take me to my final destination, it always demands that I acknowledge my location. When I lie on my location or when I'm truthful on my location, my GPS helps me best when I acknowledge my location. If you're going to face challenges fearlessly, even when you're afraid, number one, give yourself credit. David says, though I am the one walking. I take credit for that thing. I am walking. I'm not saying I'm doing the best thing, but I'm doing what I can in the situation I'm in. So learn to give yourself credit as well. And number two, know where you are. David says, I'm in the valley, man, valley of the shadow of death. Don't beautify, spiritualize where you are. Some of you, you are in a place where you are depressed and you are messed up. People have hurt you and you are hurting on the inside. That's why I love the book of Psalms, because you read the book of Psalms, there are some Psalms that were written by depressed people. It's not only the shouting in the book of Psalms. No, 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 no. You go back and read again. You're going to discover your reality matters. If you are going to face challenges fearlessly, when you're afraid, you're going to know where you are. You're going to know where you are. If you are broke, you're going to know where you are. You just got to know where you are. See, when you know, acknowledgement of where you are takes away the exaggeration of the reality you are in. Because the things that messes people up when we are facing challenges is the temptation of over-exaggerating our past and underestimating our present, because we want to get out of it so fast so that we get into the unknown future. But here's what I've discovered, my friend. Wherever you are, know where you are. Acknowledge your location. See, you need to understand, even your worship is impacted by your experiences. In other words, here it is. You cannot sing and worship God when you are sick like you would do when you are healthy and the money is right and everything is flowing in. I want you to understand, if you're going to face challenges fearlessly, even when you're afraid, number one, learn to give yourself credit. Learn to give yourself credit. Everything ain't going down. Listen, no matter how bad the situation is, it could have been worse. Can I hear somebody say amen out there? It could have been worse. Give yourself some credit. Some of you are making stuff with, you are like the Hebrew slaves. You are making bricks with straws. You got to give yourself credit as well. Yes, things are not adding up, but you wake up every morning and you go to work. You go to work where you don't know how long you're going to be working. You are in a family where you don't know how long it's going to hold together. You got to learn to give yourself credit. Sometimes the miracle is that you are alive in a situation that is all death around you, and you must give yourself credit, because here it is, I am still breathing, even though everything is demanding that I must be out. If you are to face challenges fearlessly, even when you are afraid on the inside, give yourself some credit. I woke up this morning. He woke me up this morning. And I am here. I took a shower this morning. Even if you didn't, you just need to give yourself credit for something. Because not everything is bad 100%. Nobody has stuff going 100% bad in their lives. No. It's only that sometimes we so much want people to help us a lot, okay? Or try not to shout here at work. Don't shout at work, brother. You get fired on the job, okay? Just put your LOL. You'll be laughing too, all right? So here it is. Number one, give yourself credit as well. Number two, if you are to face challenges fearlessly, even when you're afraid, that's the kicker, even when you're afraid, know where you are. David says, I'm going to acknowledge that, walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Acknowledge where you are. Location matters. Location matters. Because some of us are trying to produce in a location that cannot produce. We are trying to, we're trying to plant corn in the desert. No, we're not going to plant corn in the desert. We are going to receive manna in the desert. God is going to supply our every need in the desert. After the harvest in the promised land, then manna is going to go away. So you need to know where you are. Location matters. Location matters. It helps you to be patient with yourself. Okay, you don't give and put unreasonable expectations on yourself. You need to know where you are. If you are in the desert and if you can find water, that's all you need. You just need to make it through the desert. All right. Nobody's expecting you to have a bumper harvest. Nobody's expecting you to, listen, just survive the desert. David says, I walk through the valley of the shadow. You know what I've discovered? I've discovered for many of us believers, we struggle with something that is really very amazing. And let me say this. This is really something. For many of us believers, our struggles come from, our struggles come from a place where people think that being real and being authentic is lack of faith. Now, many of us have been told, if you are real, and authentic, then you don't have faith. You know, how can you say you're a person of faith? And so we When we are going through stuff and facing challenges, we always spiritualize the challenges. We preach to the challenges instead of simply acknowledging the challenges. If you're going to face challenges, fearlessly, you got to acknowledge them. Your location matters. Man, I'm sitting here because of A, B, C, D, E, and it hurts here. It hurts here. Acknowledge that. All right. And here is number three. Number three. How do I do it? I'm just working with Psalms 23, verse 4, okay? I'm going to preach it tomorrow. If you come over here, it will be a revival tomorrow. But for today, it's just for your empowerment. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it says, I'll fear no evil. What did I put down here? Here it is. Listen, here it says, Yeah, though I walk through. Here's number three. Learn to predict your future. Learn to predict your future. If you're facing challenges, you need to learn to predict your future. Where is it in the text? David says, I'm walking through. David did not say, I'm staying in here. No. I know the location I'm in, but I'm going through. Okay? In other words, I will get to the other side. It's going to be better in the end. There is light at the end of the tunnel. This is a mentality you need to have when you're facing challenges. You must predict your future. Something better is going to happen. I just feel like something good is about to happen. You must learn to predict your own future. You, my friend, you may not have the details of the future, but you better sing the song, my future will be better than my today. You just got to predict your future. It matters. See, what you say to yourself is more important than what anybody else tells you. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says the woman with the issue of blood, she said to herself, she predicted her future. You don't get me started here. She said to herself, if only I can touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to predict my future. I will be made whole. The prodigal son, when he was out in the far away from home, the Bible says he said to himself, if only I can go home. He predicted this future. My daddy is going to take me and it's going to be all right. You got to get to a place in your life where you learn to talk to you and predict your future. You must always do. Listen, we always do it. Many of us have been taught to predict the negative future. It's not going to happen to me. Oh, I'm too bad. Oh, I'm not good enough. You're predicting the negative future. What would happen when you start predicting the positive future? When you start saying positive stuff about your future. Oh, we broke up with him and her, but he listened, something better is coming. He lost something good. I know my Boaz. I know my Ruth is coming. You need to always put your hope in your future. You cannot defeat your future before it gets here. Learn to predict it. David says, though I walk through, oh God, I am walking through this thing. I'm not walking into this thing. I'm walking through this thing. There's a difference between walking into. There's a difference between walking in and walking through. David says, I don't know how long it'll take, but I'm not staying in the valley of the shadow of death. I am walking through it. Predict your future. There's more to you. There is more to you. What you have experienced in your life is a small part of what you could be. There's more to you. Oh, you better tell somebody, I don't know where I'm going to end at, but I'm going to leave. David says, I'll see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's predicting your future. David says, I will not die, but leave. I'll see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I don't know when the goodness is going to come. I don't know how it's going to come, but I'm going to predict it. I'm going to leave. Why? Because I'm going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I'm walking through. Yes, it is the valley of the shadow of death. I don't like the valley of the shadow of death, but I am going to walk through. I am walking through. I'm predicting. I'm not staying here. It may be long lasting, but it will never be everlasting. I am walking through. Ooh. I feel it. I was reading my book. Bad news won't change my mind. I was reading my book. I think it was 2 days ago. Bad news won't change my mind. It blew my mind. It took me to another place. You got to have a mentality, man, that really says, listen, you got to predict your future. The sun will shine again. The sun. will shine again. David says, I walk through, learn to predict your future. So it, facing challenges fearlessly, even when afraid, based on Psalms 23 and verse 4, one verse. He's going to pull out five things out of there. And then tomorrow I'm going to come in and preach the verse. I'm losing my mind. I'm telling you right now, I don't know what to do with myself. I mean, I saw something in the text. It jumped. It woke me up this morning and it messed me up. And God has what it takes for us to do. Here it is. So number one, give credit. Give yourself credit. Please give yourself credit. Give yourself credit. David says, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Verse 1 and verse 2 of Psalm 23, credit to God. He's my shepherd. He makes me. He leads me. He restores. He guides me. He leads me. But verse 4, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I got to acknowledge this thing right here. I got to give myself credit, not only for the good, but sometimes for the bad decisions that I make. Because in the badness of my decisions, I've discovered God has been closest to me when I was at my worst in my life. All right, here's number four. So number one, give yourself credit. Give yourself credit, man. You know, you'll never do everything right, okay? When you're facing challenges, don't blame everybody. There are moments when you know, find yourself in the story. Don't rob yourself, even when the thing is bad. Though I walk through the valley. So give yourself credit. And number two, here it is, you gotta know where you are. No, location matters. And number three, learn to predict your future. Learn to predict your future. Can I say something to you? If you are going through something, don't dress like where you are going through. Don't look like it because you are going through it. Are you feeling what I'm saying? It matters. Some people don't become your experience. Because you're just going through the experience. Are you feeling what I'm saying? Don't make a t-shirt, buy a t-shirt, put on a t-shirt. No. We are going through this. We are going through broke. There's a land called broke. We will not be broke all the days of our lives. We are going through broke so that we can learn lessons in brokenness that will help us when we got some money. We need to understand how broke feels like so that when we ain't broke, we will never be broke again. Don't look like your experience, please. You are simply going through it. You know, I tell people every time, no matter who hurts you in life, don't become bitter. Write that down somewhere. No matter who hurts you in life, don't become bitter. Because the day you become bitter, you become your experience. And there's more to you than one experience. You cannot allow one person, one experience to mess up your whole life and your whole story. Are you kidding me? That's too much kudos to one person. Don't become bitter. Nobody should make you bitter in life, no matter what happens. No matter what happens, sickness should never make you bitter. Unemployment should never make you bitter. Employment should never make you bitter. Marriage should never make you bitter. Children should never make you bitter. Friends should never make you bitter. Betrayal should never make you bitter. Nothing should make you bitter. Nothing. I mean, there's nobody who has enough power to make you bitter. Because bitterness will shut everything down. You are just going through it. You are just going through it. Maximize your pain. Somebody write that thing down right there. You got to maximize your pain. Oh, God. All right. Can we finish this thing? Yes, we can. Number four. David says, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Okay, so give yourself credit. Know your location. He says, I'm going through. Predict your future. Then he says, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me. Did you get that? I'll fear no evil, for you are with me. Okay? I'll fear no evil, for you are with me. 2 points from that one verse. Number one, learn to share the credit. Learn to share the credit as a habit. Learn to share credit as a habit. David puts it this way. I'll fear no evil, for you are with me. Whilst at the top of the verse, he says, yeah, though I give myself credit. And then at the end of the text, he says, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me. So we thought he was alone at the top of it, but he has a habit of sharing the credit. Okay, he gives himself credit. Yeah, though I walk. And then he says, hey, I'm not alone in this thing. I'm not afraid. Why are you not afraid? Because you need to understand, I share credit. Credit. I share the credit of being in this valley of the shadow of death as a habit that I'm not alone. There's a God who is with me and I'm not afraid in it. I am facing this challenge fearlessly even when I'm afraid because I am not alone. I'm going to share credit as a habit. Can I talk to you a little bit? Whatever you are going through right now, I want you to understand there's a God who is with you. Share credit with God. Don't tell everybody, oh, it's so hard for me. No, God is with you. Give God credit. He is with you. Whatever it is that you're going through, whatever is not adding up, God is with you. Learn to share credit with God. Don't rob God of his glory. Everybody wants to shout when everything goes right, but you need to start shouting simply because God is with you. Give him credit for holding you together when your mind could have blown away. Give him credit for giving you sleep when you had no money, no food. Give him credit just to normalize your life. If the Lord was not with you, your enemies would have swallowed you up alive. Make it a habit to share credit with God in any situation you are in. You are not too wise for you to make it on your own. God is with you. Come on, talk to me. God is with you. Yes, Pastor, you don't know. I don't know where my next meal is going to come from. God is with you. Learn to give God, to share credit as a habit with God. And here's number five, then I'm out of here. All right, facing challenges fearlessly, even when afraid on purpose. Number one, give yourself credit as well. All these lessons are from Psalm 23, verse 4. I'm going to preach tomorrow. You better come here tomorrow. I'm going to preach this verse. I'm excited about the sermon. This was just for your empowerment. You know, one text can have so much treasure in it that we need time to just unpack it. Is that all right? So here it is. Number one, give yourself credit as well. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Verse one, he's my shepherd. Verse two, he makes me, he leads me, he restores me, he guides me. Verse four, oh no, I'm the one walking. And so give yourself credit as well. And number two, he says, I walk through. Predict your future. Through. Simply means I'm going through this. I'm going to make it. We're going to get to the other side. We don't know when, we don't know how, but we are going through. Predict your future. Learn to predict your future positively. Because many of us have been taught to predict our future negatively. All right? Your future is an opportunity of making, starting all over again. You must always walk into your future with more hope than God. All right. So then number three, we said, number two, know where you are. You know your location matters, predict your future. And number four, share the credit as a habit. Learn to share credit as a habit. God, you're with me, okay? He is with you. Share that credit. Don't talk about, oh, if I had not done A, B, C, D. No, don't rob God of his glory. You know that God is with you in there. You are not facing this challenge alone. You're not facing Goliath alone. David will let you know, Goliath, you come to me with a javelin and a spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. I'm coming, but I'm going to give credit to the name of the Lord. You are seeing me, but I'm giving credit to the invisible one. David says, you are seeing me walking through the valley of the shadow of death, but what you don't understand, I need to give credit to the invisible one who is with me, who makes me not to fear no evil because he is with me. Just him being with me makes me walk through the valley of the shadow of death whistling. And you wonder why I am fearless when I'm walking through a very fearful situation because there's one who is a constant friend. Ooh. I tell it. Here's the last point, then we get out of here. Number five, know what God is doing with you and for you. When you're facing challenges, know what God is doing with you and for you. Psalm 23, 4 says, listen, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. What is he doing with you? All right. Then he says, your road and your stuff, they comfort me. That's what God is doing for him. So whatever situation you're going through, whatever challenge you're going through, know what God is doing with you and what God is doing for you. Because those two things are happening in there. They're happening in there. God is doing some stuff with you. and God is doing some stuff for you. Oh God, here it is. He's holding you together. You can't hold, God cannot hold you together with you. He does that for you. God can put you to sleep. Why? Because he has to do that for you. God is supplying your every need. Why? Because he has to do that for you. God is making sure you go to the job. God is going, is doing that with you. But the supply of the whole thing, making it work, it is God doing it for you. So you got to, oh God, here it is. When you're facing challenges, you need to know the difference, because it'll empower your praise. It'll empower your worship. It'll empower your prayer. It'll empower your petitioning of God when you know what God is doing with you and what God is doing for you whilst you are going through the valley of the shadow of death. Listen, man, I'm just excited. I love the Lord. I know some of you get sick, but I love the Lord. Whoa! Oh, come on. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I have ever done. I'm telling you right now, it don't matter what you go through. You are going through. And let me tell you something as I finish. Some of you got to go through. It makes sense that you go through something, because there's someone who is in it who needs you to pull them out of it. Woo! You are going through so that you can meet someone who is in it, so that you can help them to go out of it. Oh God, I'm feeling, here it is. In other words, going through gives you mission. Going through gives you a testimony. Going through gives you ministry. It makes you experience stuff so that when others are experiencing it, you are patient with them. People who have been through stuff are patient with others. People who have been through stuff, they preach better than others. People who have been through stuff, they teach better than others. People who have been through stuff, they pastor better than others. People who have been through stuff, they become better employees because they know how it feels like to be in it. Oh my God, I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Woo! Lord, I love you. So here it is, my friend. Whatever you're going through, it's a blessing to go through. Yeah, don't make it all about you. If you're going through something, it's because there's somebody who is in it. And in order for you to minister to anyone who is in it, you must go through it. Did you hear what I'm saying? Write that thing down. There's somebody who is in it, who needs your ministry in it. That's why you are going through it, so that you can meet them in it, so that you can lift them up out of it. Woo! Thank God for challenges, my friend. Yeah, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I'll fear no evil. I'm just going through. I hear my location. It is the shadow of death. But I fear no evil. You need to understand why. Because God, I know what God is doing with me. And I know what God is doing for me. You ask me, Pastor, why is it that what is God doing for him? Well, you just got to read verse 1, 2, and 3. And he has already told us what God is doing for him. Number one, he is his shepherd, and he shall not want. He shall not want outside the valley of the shadow of death. He shall not want inside the valley of the shadow of death. He shall not want outside the valley of the shadow of death. And he says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He makes me lie down in the valley of the shadow of death. God is in control of my rest, my laying down, my getting up. Well, he leads me beside still waters. He is still my leader, even in the valley of the shadow of death. Well, he restores my soul. How can I be afraid when he is restoring my soul? He restores my soul before the valley of the shadow of death. He restores my soul in the midst of the valley of the shadow of death. He restores my soul when I come out of the valley of the shadow of death. Because you need to understand, by the time I get to verse 5, David is already saying, you have prepared a table before me. Whilst I was going through the valley of the shadow of death, you are preparing a table on the other side of this valley. I am going through. I have to go through so that I pick somebody in it, so that they can get out of it, so that we can celebrate the meal when we were on the other side of it. Oh, yeah. All right. So know what God is doing with you and what God is doing for you. There's some things he does with you. What an honor to have his presence with us. When you're facing challenges, my friend, Learn to acknowledge the presence of God with you. You know what I'm saying? You are not alone. You are not alone. God is with you. If God is so much God that he's willing to experience it with you, that's why David says, God, you are my ever-present help in trouble. Why? Because I discovered that he's a faithful friend. He will walk with you through the valley of the shadow of death. God is faithful towards his promises concerning you. You are not alone. You are not alone. Highly favored that the presence of God can walk with you through the valley of the shadow of death. There's a God out there who is looking out for you. You may not see him, but you've got to sense him that I fear no evil. Yes, I'm facing challenges. Yes, I have no fear. Why? Because God, you are with me. I know what you are doing with me, and I know what you are doing for me because you are with me. My God, my God, my God. All right, my friends, I want to pray for somebody and let you go. Yes, you can face challenges fearlessly, even when you're afraid on purpose. If number one, give yourself credit. Give yourself credit. Don't beat yourself down all the time. Don't become the worst enemy of yourself. Just beating yourself down. I never do anything right. No. If you are not here, though, that challenge would not even have somebody experience it. Okay, so you need to give yourself credit. The fact that you are alive, that's why you're going through. That alone is enough. You are here. That's why the challenge is a person to deal with. All right, and you need to predict your future. You are going through. You're going through this. Going through. Don't pitch your tent in the valley of the shadow of death. We are going through. Whatever it is that you're going through, even this world is not our home. We are just going through. There's a song that Jim Reeves, I think, is the one who used to sing it. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. All right. My home is somewhere. We are pilgrims and strangers. We are passing through this world. That's why your love for the world should not just mess you up, that you forget that there's a city four square. Woo! I feel like preaching. Leave me alone. All right. So predict your future. And please share credit. Share credit as a habit. Not only is God with you, some of you, your mother is with you. Some of you, your father is with you. Some of you, your sibling is with you. Some of you, a friend is with you. You need to learn to share credit. Don't act like there are nobody is supporting you. Okay, when you're going through something, learn to share credit as a habit. If somebody sent you $2, share credit that they were there with you. You are making it because they're there with you, because God will never leave you alone. God will always give you support that you need. Even Elijah had the ravens to come in and bring him food. He was not alone at the brook. The birds even came in to just give him comfort that he needed. Even Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Bible says after he had dropped sweat as blood, there was an angels came to minister to him. You need to give, learn to share credit as a habit. Learn to share credit. Who is there with you when you're going through? Who is talking to your children? Who is taking care of your children? Who is calling, checking on you? Learn to share credit as a habit. And then know what God is doing with you and what God is doing for you. Yes, you can face challenges fearlessly, even when you're afraid, because that's the reality of life. And my friends, may the Lord bless you because you can progress on purpose. That was just Psalm 23, verse 4. We were just trying to pull out some practical, relevant principles, but there are some of you who say, Pastor, well, can you preach from this verse? I'm going to preach tomorrow. We're going to go somewhere. The Lord has been messing me up with this one verse. It has messed me up. It's a mess. It's really, you gotta start thanking God for all you're going through. Now, write this down as I finish. May your being throughs give somebody else a breakthrough. Because you've been through, may somebody receive a breakthrough. May your being throughs give somebody a breakthrough. That's when your trouble will make sense. Your trouble and challenges in life will only make sense when your been-throughs give somebody else a breakthrough. Because you've been through it, somebody's gonna make it. All your trouble will make sense when somebody else benefits from what you went through. Blessings on you, my friends. Father, bless us, keep us till we meet tomorrow. We pray that, Lord, you may put a special anointing on Psalm 23, verse 4, and change our worlds. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen again. Blessings on you, my friends. Progress on purpose. Subscribe to my channel if you haven't. Press like if you have to, please. I need you. I need you to support because we're going somewhere. And we're coming in tomorrow with Psalm 23, verse 4. It's going to be a sermon on its own. And I'm telling you, I'm excited about it. I'll enjoy it all by myself. Listen, I love the Lord. Anybody love the Lord out there? I just love the Lord. I'm crazy. I'm glad Jesus saved me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Listen, Jesus loves even me, that I'm not walking alone. I'm not alone. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for God himself has favored me with his holy presence with me in my mess. God, thank you, Jesus. That alone will just get me to lose my mind. Share this with friends. Let them know that they can make it. They can face challenges fearlessly, even when afraid. Thank you, sir. Even me. So glad Jesus loves even me. Listen, I'm not entitled to this. It's an honor to be loved by God. It's an honor to be honored by God with his presence. And my friend, I'm not the only one who's doing the same thing for you. Please give yourself credit and share credit with God for being a faithful, constant friend on your life's journey, because he is, he will be, and he'll remain till he comes again. So till we meet tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon, I guess, on this same platform, blessings on you as we are going to come in and mess around with Psalm 23, verse 4. I'm excited about it. Thank you so much, my friends. Blessings on you.